Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Godly anger. His anger was aroused. Job 32:5. Throughout the story of Job, there is very little insight from the story's narrator, other than the first two chapters which set up the story and the epilogue in the last chapter. The narrator barely utters a word. That is, until a fourth man, who has been on the scene the whole time Job and his friends have been debating, finally cannot help but speak out. His name is Elihu. Elihu has been present the whole time Job has been speaking with his other friends, but because Elihu is the youngest, he has held his tongue, awaiting an opportunity to speak. Now, the narrator tells us that Elihu became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. He was also angry with the three friends because they found no way to refute Job and yet had condemned him. When he saw that the three men had nothing more to say, his anger was aroused. The phrase "anger was aroused" is used 31 times in the Bible. Every single instance refers to God's anger, except here. In fact, God uses the same phrase in chapter 42 that Elihu uses here. Two things seem to arouse the anger of both God and Elihu, whose name, by the way, means "He is my God." One, Job justifying himself rather than God, and two, Job's friends condemning Job without evidence. In other words, they put themselves in the place of God the judge. Here's what Elihu knew. To not get angry at the things that anger God is itself a sin. I need to pay attention to my anger, and I need to express my anger in a respectful, appropriate way. It is wrong to ignore or suppress godly anger, but it is equally wrong to sin in the way that I express godly anger. Remember that the Apostle Paul doesn't say, "Don't get angry," but he says, "When you get angry, do not sin," Ephesians 4:26. When God finally speaks in this story, he expresses his anger at the same things Elihu addressed. Interestingly, God says to the oldest friend Eliphaz, "I am angry with you and your two friends," but God doesn't call out Elihu for any of his words. God gets angry, perhaps more than anyone else in the Bible does, but he never sins in the expression of his anger. We need to make sure that what makes us angry is also what makes God angry. And we need to make sure that our anger is never expressed sinfully.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.